It's Fairfield County Live and Local. We're presented by the Sono Collection. My name is John Kamal from 95.9 The Fox, and I've been having way too much fun in the pre-show talking to the Nuclear Heartbreak, my guest this evening. Fellas, thank you for being here.
Welcome. Yeah.
What's up, guys?
What was the name of that? What was the name of that bourbon you guys have right now?
So we're drinking Jefferson's, the Total Wine Special.
Ooh.
Down the street from my house. It's like I have specific cast reserves there for it. So, yeah, Jefferson's bourbon.
Jefferson's bourbon. Yeah. Gives me no money, by the way. But listen, Jefferson's, if you're listening, I'm always looking for new sponsors.
Sponsor.
So you guys reached out to me about a month ago now, I guess, at this point. And, you know, I mean, all three of you guys are clearly very practiced musicians. When you sent me your stuff, you know, sometimes you get sent things or people will show you like a new band or something. And you're like, oh, okay, that's good. And like, you kind of don't mean it. Other times you're like, oh, okay, that is good. But the production quality is a little iffy and you can tell that like these guys are kind of new. You guys were like, when I listened to The Nuclear Heartbreak, which is your album out right now, it was very polished and you guys sounded good. The vocals were on point. The mix was excellent. The musicianship was great. But these are things that you don't always hear all the time in local music. And it's not even a talent issue. It's like sometimes an engineering issue. My point is you guys clearly know what you're doing. Tell me about the background of each of you, the three of you, how you got to this point.
You want me to go?
You start, Jim.
It's kind of a history lesson, but basically a very, very long time ago, I used to play with Tim's band, American Pinup, in a band named Bone Thrower that became Lock City Thieves.
Okay, hold on now. So time out. So in Tim's band called American Pinup, which was also another band?
It was.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
And there was a place here in Stanford called Rack and Roll, and we used to throw those at Rack and Roll.
Now Bobby V's.
Now Bobby Valentine's.
Right.
I met Gio, who used to play in a band named Head Gun.
You've probably seen our stickers all over.
Yeah.
Totally.
Stanford, still.
So, yeah. So, basically, what happened was, 3 years ago, I wanted to start a new band. I named it James Darling and the Nuclear Heartbreak. And Gio, you know, I was really looking for drummers. I was having a really tough time. And my buddy Justin was like, hey, man, you should play with our old drummer, Gio. He's incredible. And I was like, I don't think that guy likes me very much.
I ran into him at a gym once and I was just like, hey, what's up, Jim? And he was like in the middle of a workout. So you were just like, whoa. And I was like, oh, okay.
I don't think I did that, but
very focused, very in the zone. You gotta be.
Getting him in.
You gotta get the sweat on.
So Gio hated me for the good part of the band.
Lies.
And we started the band and then we got a bassist, but you know, we released singles under James Darling. And then eventually Tim joined the band. He called me one day. He was like, are you looking for any bassists? I was like, can you sing? He's like, no. I was like, I'll teach you. and then he joined the band and that's how we're here. And we released Nuclear Heartbreak, which I actually... You spoke to the engineering of it. We're really lucky. We're friends with a guy named Andy Porta, who works at Black Hat Studio. And we're friends with a guy named Sam Stoff, who works at Port City Recordings. And I did a bunch of engineering for that album. I didn't do the drums, but I did I did a good portion of the guitars and the bass and the vocals. I recorded up in my studio. I built a studio.
Yeah.
Know what I was doing. I had to ask these guys constantly how to do it. And then they mixed and mastered everything and just did a killer job.
Correction, when I came into the band, I re-recorded bass for a bunch of the songs with Sam.
All right.
Just because the lines weren't there from this amateur.
I did the
So
they were good, but they weren't as good as Tim's.
Yeah, so the stuff that's on the Nuclear Heartbreaks self-titled has my bass added for, I think, 6 of the songs, not the full amount.
Yeah.
Right on. And just so everyone watching if you're watching from left to right, it's Gio, James in the middle, and then Tim on the right. And if I'm guessing from context, but drums, Gio,
Yep.
Lead, guitar, vocals, James, yep. Bass, Tim.
Correct.
Okay, very good. You're very good. Very good.
You're nailed on it tonight.
Nailed it.
Huh? I'm trying to. Geo, Nick thinks that you're so dreamy.
Oh, thank you.
He is. He is.
Thank you, Nick. I'm in another band with Nick.
Oh. Like, see, that's nice.
17 bands.
Shout out to the Windup. What up?
Every drummer, always in a million bands. By the way, if you're watching right now or you just tuned in, talking to the Nuclear Heartbreak, this is Fairfield County Live and Local presented by the Sono Collection. Feel free to ask a question in the comments if there's something you want to know about the band. But, all right, so what about individually? Like, what are your individual musical backgrounds? Because you guys clearly know what you're doing.
So I started playing music, guitar, bass, and a little bit of harmonica. Tiny bit of drums. I actually used to DJ too.
Nice.
Back in the day with this group called Hard Knocks out of White. So I grew up in White Plains. I had a rap group. I had a heavy metal group, and I had a couple other projects. Left for college, came back, joined American Pinup, and we started, I guess, touring the country. In 2011, we started doing South by Southwest runs. Then we went to Vans Warped Tour in 2013. We played Nassau Coliseum. We played 2 weeks of Warped Tour in 2014. Then we started doing tours out to California.
Getting after it.
My 20s, I just went for it. And then I married my wife, moved to Norwalk, Connecticut. And the place I was living was Yonkers. Shout out to YO, holding us down all the time. And so I was looking for people to play music with in Norwalk. So I reached out to Jim, who I've known for a long time. He used to play with bands, and that's how we got connected.
Sure.
And yeah, we just record with our like best friends. And that's how we like to play music and how we like to organize shows. We have been doing everything ourselves, just with our friends and people that we love sharing time with on stage and in the mixing room.
Right. James, what about you, man?
I started playing in a band when I was like 14 called Pennzoil Jesus. We won the Stanford High Battle of the Bands. It was pretty sweet. Oh wait, no, AITE. No, we did not win the Stanford High Battle of the Bands. So anyway, everyone's laughing at me. I started playing then. I had no idea what I was doing. I was a singer at the time. The guitarist gave me a guitar. I started teaching myself how to play guitar, and then I joined Bone Thrower, which is obviously where I met Tim. And then, you know, that band turned to Lock City Thieves, and we went down to Texas and back. We've been all, you know, a bunch of places, never out west, but we were constantly playing shows. And then, you know, I eventually moved that, you know, I continued playing shows and I became a music teacher, a public school music teacher.
Awesome.
And you know, it's really cool because I'll be writing Nuclear Heartbreak songs, and then I'll, you know, I teach elementary, so I'll be like, all right, guys, we're gonna play some Freeze Dance, and then I'll like play one of the songs, you know? Not exact lyrics, but and if they're like moving and loving it, I'm like, yes, okay, we're good.
It's your own free focus group. They're right there.
That's awesome.
And young fans who will grow up loving these songs.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, exactly. Yeah. You gotta teach the children well.
Exactly. I run another band or thing called Super Sing Along Time, where it's just like super rock and roll kids songs.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
That's yeah. So I play harmonica, I play guitar, I play piano, and I just literally record a song for when school's in session. I record a song a week when quarantine started, and I just post it on YouTube. You know, I record in my studio and then I just post it for them.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
you gotta give me the link. When I repost this after the podcast goes up, I'm gonna put the link to that. Also, I just want it for personal usage. I have a 1 year old. I want that to be a part of his life.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah,
right. Gio, what about you, man?
In terms of my background, it all goes back to my dad. My dad's he's been a touring musician for years and years and years.
Nice.
He played with like Tito Puente, he played with the Gypsy Kings. Like he's like old school like Latin rock guy.
What's his instrument?
Like everything.
Okay, right. One of those. Got it. Yeah.
Drum, knows how to play it.
Yeah.
He's straight percussion.
Oh, all right.
Like he started teaching me when I was like six. So like been playing like in and out of like bands pretty much since I was 6 years old, but didn't really start gigging until I actually moved from New York to Connecticut. Once I was in Stanford, like I was like 12, 13 years old. That's when I started playing in bands.
Yeah.
First band was called Punt the Baby. I know.
Whoa. Hold on now. One more time. What was that band called?
In a pop punk band called Punt the Baby.
Punt the Baby. Punt the Baby.
Yes. Didn't do too well. I don't know based off of the name or not.
Was that like that? Remember that show Dinosaurs? And they had the one that they like, kicked the baby. Remember that? Is that where that came from?
So we didn't know about that because we were so old, so young at the time. Out about that after the band died, and we were just like, oh man, we should have leaned into that. that fell apart, like in and out of bands forever until finally met Jim.
And I gotta say, we're like lucky because I've been in a bunch of bands. I played with so many great musicians, but when I wound up with Gio, I was like, oh my God, like, holy shit. I know this guy hates me. He definitely plays drums like he hates me.
I mean, I can feel how much he dislikes you just, you know, through Zoom.
Crazy. But I mean, like, he's just such an animal. And then, you know, Gio and I, like, we mended our relationship from the gym.
Thank God. Thank God, because this is too hard a time for people to be at odds.
Yeah. And yeah, sorry.
He invited me to a house party to, I guess, squash the beef.
No, man, I just wanted to party. I didn't know that he didn't like me.
Whatever.
That was the problem.
And then we wound up jamming the next day. And like, I was just like, I really like, it's all catchy stuff.
Yeah. Nice.
Sorry.
Thank you, man. But sorry. I got super lucky. I got Gio, and then Tim is just a killer bassist. So, you know, the Nuclear Heartbreak album, the one that's out now, it's a lot of, it's a lot of kind of Gio, obviously, is almost all the drums except for Andy Porto, who's on two of the songs. But,
oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But, I was lucky that these guys came back and did a bunch of stuff for that album. And then, you know, when we released this next album, Misguided Youth, which you're going to hear the single tonight, but I'm sure we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
First time we ever recorded, and we went up to Maine and we got a Airbnb for 3 nights, and we just recorded the entire album with Black Hat Studios up in Maine. So
just in one weekend.
Just in a weekend.
One weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, drums, bass, and rhythm guitar.
Yeah.
Right. And then of course you added bass to that later, right? Oh no, I'm sorry. This is Misguided Youth. I'm thinking of the first one. Right. Okay. But so you got the meat of it. Basically within 3 days.
And then all the gang vocals, all the vocals, all the lead guitar, like solos, piano, synthesizers, you know, all that stuff we did in my studio.
Upstairs.
During quarantine.
Which was so hard.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Guys, for months, just in this room recording, like all disgusting and creature-like.
That's what we got.
Yeah. Well, and it's such an eclectic sound in so many ways. I hear so many things when I listen to your music. You know, I mean, I hear that 2000s pop punk influence. I hear a grandeur to it, though, that's almost very Springsteen-ish to me, in a way. And there's talk about was there a conversation when you guys started, when you were still James Darling in the Nuclear Heartbreak, about where it was going to go? Or was it kind of an automatic or so? Did you come in with a planned sound, or did the sound evolve, is what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah. But my plan was to change the name to get his name out of the band.
Sure. Of course. Well, you're a bass player. Of course. Of course you did that.
Good friend.
I was just like, all right, what's the marketability of James Darling? I know there's a Jim Darling, who I think is a porn star. So I said, we can't be associated with this. Let's like shorten the name.
It'll increase your Google searches.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we started, I was really like, you know, I had been in I was kind of in a stoner band, and I was like, Gio, let's just like do kind of a lighter sound, like acoustic, but punk. We want to do basically acoustic punk music because that's
folk punk stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the cool, such cool stuff. And there's so little of it that's unique.
Yeah.
You know, and
like Against Me, that kind
of
stuff.
All of us, like we were super, super into punk. and like folk punk, like bands like Against Me,
Mr. Crew,
like we yeah. wanted that like big like gang vocal like yeah you know, like party having a party time.
Like when people listen to the music, like we want them to be singing mm-hmm. along. We want them to like they're like this is a good time. But yes, we started that way, and then. It's funny, I was thinking about this the other day. It's like, no matter what I do, I always come back to this, like, we do this, we do stuff that's fast and clean, and all of a sudden, the distortion kicks in, it's super big, and, you know, I always have loved that, and I just, the sound just went that way, and it just went to this fast, you know, rock and roll sound.
Right.
And I honestly, like, I was telling the guys this before, I'm sure you're going to ask what our influence is, but I do contribute a lot of this too, which people are going to be like, that sounds nothing like this band, Rage Against the Machine, which is like one of the greatest bands of all
time. I think personally, like as a musician myself, I think I know where you're going with that, but I'm sorry. Expand on that more.
I consider them one of the greatest bands of all time. And when like their rhythm section's unbelievable. Tom Rell's unbelievable. Zach De La Roca, you know, a lot of people that know about him are like, this guy is unbelievable, way ahead of his time. And you know, they were such a band of such cool sounds, and all, you know, it wouldn't be crazy loud, and all of a sudden it would be an explosion of sound. And I've always loved that big, you know, that kind of build up to a big explosion and sound. You know,
a massive drop. There was always a massive drop. And it always grooved. It was never about, you know, being, you know, the groove was never sacrificed. It was never like, here we should just get super heavy, or here we should just go like, you know, crazy fast, or here we should even just slow things down. The groove was consistent in that band.
Yeah. Of course.
I mean, you know, people can say that that's a hip hop influence, and I'm sure that it was, but I mean, I think, you know, I mean, I do, I hear that very much in what you guys do. And if you listen at 9 o'clock, I should remind people at 9 o'clock, we're going to hear a new single from the Nuclear Heartbreak. It's called Hard Time. Happens at almost exactly 9 p.m. I'll let you know when it gets a little closer. But you'll hear that. You'll hear that in all three of the songs that we're going to play, as you guys do. There's a lot of peaks and valleys. And when the drop comes in, it comes in very hard. And I've noticed you guys have frozen. Do I still have you on audio?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right, then let's just keep going. No worries. Oh, you're back. You're back.
Beautiful. Okay. I wanted to tell the viewers, like, obviously we're not sound like Rage Against the Machine. I say the thing we sound most likely sound like is Alabama had a baby with me, and that, or no, Weezer.
Weezer.
And yeah. If that baby mentioned it against me, that, like, that's fast fun, you know?
Okay. All right. I can't possibly let this question go. You know, and before we go, I do want to talk about this new single, and I want to talk a little bit about when this new album is coming out. But this is a great question, and I have my own answers to this one, and I love hearing other musicians' answers. What tell us about your most embarrassing moments as a musician on stage?
Good one. I was playing a show in White Plains. I went to jump on my amp. Because I was really jumped in my amp, and the amp fell. It knocked off, and I just dropped completely because I went to go stand on it, and the amp fell down. I dropped on my my back and just landed. Somehow kept the bass groove going.
Nice,
but yeah, I was on my ass. That was fun.
That's fantastic.
I'm still thinking because there's so many of them.
I've never admitted this before, but one time, when I was in a band called Headgun, in the middle of a drum solo, I chanced the fart that I lost to. Kept going.
Did you drop the beat? You didn't drop the beat, right? Hell no.
Can't drop the beat.
No. Professionalism.
That's right. Professionalism over all else. Absolutely.
And then the only thing is, I didn't packed up right away, and I immediately went to the bathroom.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes.
That's so bad.
Yeah. It's bad.
And you're sitting.
I actually remember when
you're sitting.
all of my muscles as much as possible.
You're in this drumming.
I'm probably the best drum solo I've ever done.
I don't know. I've done. I like love rocking out on stage, as do these guys. I've done dumb things. Nothing as bad as that. I was on a bass drum. I was playing in one of my bands one time, and I got up on the bass drum because I love jumping around and having a good time. Sure. And I jumped off the bass drum, and when I landed, I tore my meniscus in my knee 100%, and it was crazy pain. I had to finish this thing, eventually leading to surgery. I've symbol and like cut open my hand, and there it wasn't cool because I couldn't hold on to my pick. I say the probably the worst thing I ever had happen to me was my guitarist and my band wanted to work on my guitar, and we were touring to Nashville, and I was playing on stage, and I don't know how he did this. It's a Fender Jag, it's over there. And he put my bridge on backwards. And
oh no.
I sound checked and it was fine, but when I started playing hard, the whole bridge came out of the guitar.
Right. Oh no.
That was not a good place in the music capital of the world. That was not a good look.
But now
that's brutal.
Who works on your guitar, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Plug for Jason Keak from Crescendo Music, one of the greatest guitar. He's the best. If you need anything with guitars, this is the guy. He sets up all of my guitars. He does all my music stuff. Period.
That's the man.
I use 812 guitars in Greenwich, Connecticut. They hook my bass up.
Right on.
I tune my own drums.
Well done to A.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So. In just a couple of minutes, we are going to we're gonna start. What do we got? We got about 5 minutes exactly until we start hearing your music on the air. So before we go, tell me a little bit about this new single that you guys have coming out, Hard Time, and the album that goes with it, Misguided Youth.
We're super excited. I'm so incredibly excited about this. It's our first time being in a room together, and we're recording as a band, and it's amazing.
Your first time being in a room together was recording this song after COVID started.
Room recording together was this album.
Yeah,
that's great.
Basically, tracked the drums, bass, and rhythm guitar live.
Live.
It was all
in
live.
The studio,
yeah,
with Andy.
So like when we're feeding off of each other live. It was a really cool experience.
And Hard Time, like you know, I wrote that song actually sitting right here, and it's just. I like that it starts out really, you know, pleasant and
nice piano.
Yeah. It's just like, it's so soulful. I don't know how this happened. I was just thinking about, you know, what it's like in life when you love somebody and sometimes you can't be around them or you can't connect to them or, you know, you're just having such a hard time loving someone or they're far away, they're gone. And like the emotion that it brings out of you and having that struggle and, you know, it could be anything, but, you know, trying to get that connection and you'll hear in the song, you know, it's like when you finally get that connection, just boom, it kicks in, you know, like.
Yeah, I would say it's like, it's really just for anyone who's, as the song states, just having just a hard time. Like you're just working through just everything.
It's just something we're all having right now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I was going to say a very timely topic at this exact moment. The separation, you know, the feeling of looking for somebody and just the general idea of having a hard time. Absolutely.
I mean, as musicians, all of us right now are having really hard times. So if you can support any bands that you're friends with or homies with on Bandcamp, which does like waiving Friday fees and gives bands full payments.
Save our stages.
Yes. Yes. And I mean, you know, that's what I always say at the beginning, at the open and close of this show is thank you for supporting live and local music in Fairfield County and across Connecticut and anywhere you are, wherever you're listening. You know, I mean, it's just good to hear that people are still out there working, though. People are still working on new material like this new album, Misguided Youth. It's coming out in October. Am I correct?
Yep. We're trying to release it on Mischief Night, and I do want to preference the whole world with knowing, because I know the whole world's listening.
Sure, of course, naturally.
There you go. Hard Time, you're going to hear it tonight, and it will not be out until September 24th, where this is just for this show.
Exclusive sneak preview.
Yeah. Exclusive.
I appreciate.
So, you know, look out for Nuclear Heartbreak, Hard Time, September 24th.
Mixed by John Graber.
John Graber. He does a bunch of Blink-182 stuff, Goldfinger, MXPX. He's the man. And we got to connect with this guy. And he's the one that mixed this album. And we're getting it mastered through for the Hit Lab right now. And these guys, they just make, oh, my God.
It's the Hit Lab.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So
well, it's time to go. The live and local intro is playing, and in the next minute, you're going to hear, for the first time anywhere in the world, and for the last time until September 24th, Hard Time. This is the Nuclear Heartbreak. If you don't live in Fairfield County, you can go right now to 959thefox.com, and you can stream it all from right there. If you live in Fairfield County, 95.9 FM. Nuclear Heartbreak, Gio, James, Tim, thank you guys so much. Let's all go listen to this song. Everyone watching, go listen. It's starting right now. What's awesome. That, brother?
We'll see you again. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. You guys hang out for a quick second, but for everybody watching, thank you again for watching. Thank you for supporting live and local music. My name is John Kamal. This is the Nuclear Heartbreak. Check them out on iTunes, Spotify. See you next time.
Bye.